Right, I'm joined on the phone from Sophie, who's a sixth form at the Camden School for Girls, who I believe are occupying part of the school. Sophie, could you talk me through what you're doing?
Oh yeah, basically we sort of want to raise awareness about sort of the coalition government's cuts and fee increases, about how this is going to affect people in our year and sort of more generally. And this morning at 9 o'clock, we all rallied in the school and marched into a sixth form building and we've taken over the hall there.
Right.
Basically, we're aiming to minimise disruption. So we've all gone to our lessons, and the hall wouldn't really be used for other purposes. So it's just us in there. We've battered the press down, and we're on Twitter and just trying to get as much coverage as possible to sort of raise awareness. And we did have those guest speakers, but we're not sure if the school's allowing them in.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
What's the school's attitude been generally? Because obviously they have to be quite careful with things like this, don't they? Oh, hello.
Sorry. Previously, they've been quite supportive about going to marches and stuff, and they'd authorised people.
Yes.
The thing is, now after this, they don't seem awfully pleased. Like, they've got quite angry, and they've barricaded the doors and not allowed the press in. So it was kind of weird when it was, but ITV is sort of parked outside in this massive satellite dish, and then they're just not very happy. We didn't actually realise it's a Year 6 open day, so school isn't too impressed.
Oh dear.
I think after we sort of spoke to them and explained that we were going to lessons and aimed to minimise disruption, they were more on side, but the press are not allowed in. And I don't think that the MPs, the invited, are allowed in either, so it's all a bit awkward.
And then are you planning to join tomorrow's march?
Yes, we'll be going to the march tomorrow.
Did you have any concerns about that? Because obviously at some of the earlier marches there's been tactics like kettling by the police.
Obviously being kettled was horrible, but in a way it sort of radicalised everyone. I mean, I think the march was actually quite small before it and not really going anywhere particularly. Then we were all kettled and suddenly everyone turned into a radical and we just became determined to sort of fight on. I think the march tomorrow will be a lot larger and it's quite unlikely that we'll get kettled there. Well, I'm hoping. And obviously it's a lot colder, so I really, really hope we don't get kettled again.